We're in Letterkenny in the Atlantic Technological University today, and it's the first of nine regional meetings, bringing businesses together, talking to them, listening to them, focusing on the opportunities that are there in terms of the government supports that are in place to support businesses through what has been a difficult and disruptive winter from an energy perspective in particular. And then we're focusing on two big themes, if you like, digitalization and decarbonization, which sounds kind of technical, but actually, you know, most of the best businesses in the country now are moving onto online platforms. They're using digital tools that make their businesses much more efficient. And we have some really good panel speakers, businesses in, you know, in the area here from Donegal, from Sligo, from Mayo, who'll give practical examples of how they can use digital technology to make their businesses much more efficient and more profitable. And then the big challenge also of what's called decarbonisation. So in other words, using less energy, managing energy better, and SEAI, the state agency in this space, will be here as well, explaining the grants that they have, the supports they have, the advice and mentoring that they can provide for businesses. So really this is about trying to ensure that businesses in the Northwest can tap into all of the technology and financial supports and policy supports that the government has available for them. And we have about 200 businesses coming today that have pre-registered. So I think it'll be a busy and good event.
And in terms of the regional disparities in the Northwest, it's been highlighted on numerous occasions. Is this like the first step now in the government making a concerted effort to address this?
Well, look, absolutely. I mean, it's not a coincidence that we're starting in the Northwest. It's because, you know, we're prioritising the Northwest to really make a statement that it's as important to build jobs in counties like Donegal as it is in the capital. In fact, it's more important. You know, we have very clear targets for the IDA that the jobs that they create over the next few years, half of them need to be outside of Dublin. Likewise, for Enterprise Ireland companies, significantly more than half of the jobs growth needs to happen outside of Dublin, and we're resourcing them to do that. So this is about making a statement that whether you live in Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim, or whether you live around Cork, Limerick or Dublin, the government wants to focus on making sure that we have job creation and economic growth in every county in Ireland. And, you know, the truth is we do have that right now. You know, jobs are being created in every county in Ireland at the moment. We know that from the data from last year. But is that enough? No, it's not. We need to do more. And we want young people to be able to choose to stay in counties like Donegal, to work here, to build careers here, to build companies here, to start companies here, and to get the supports that they need to do that.